Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. By now, most people are pretty aware of the labor shortage our state and country is facing, but there's one important area in particular with a talent gap that our next guest is working hard to alleviate. Dr. Lyda Fontes-McCartan is director of the School of Information Science at the University of South Carolina, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Columbia. Lyda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, tell us about this important area that has a talent gap that you are working on.
Well, cybersecurity certainly has a very large talent gap, and this is not just in South Carolina or the United States. It's really a global shortage. So we have about a 4.8 million cybersecurity worker shortage across the globe, and that is up from 19% in just 2023. And so there's about a 75% increase in cyber attack worldwide since last year. And so as the people on the backside of the attack get smarter, we need better and smarter and talented folks to be able to combat that on the other side. And we're not the only USC program providing education in this area to meet that demand in the state and also, you know, regionally outside of our borders.
Well, talk about how you are working with the industry to solve this shortage.
So we have a couple of industry partnerships. One I'll talk about is our partnership with Checkpoint. And so Checkpoint Securities is a global cybersecurity organization. And they partner with a lot of universities across the country. And so it's really exciting for us to partner with them because they ensure that our students are learning current real-world security practices and gaining experiences with the same tools and technologies that they're going to encounter in the workplace. By partnering with Checkpoint, we use their Secure Academy, and so we provide access to that for students, both kind of an intermediate and advanced level through our curriculum. And by partnering with them, we really get to maintain curriculum relevance in a field where the threats and the defensive techniques are really evolving rapidly. And just this past spring, 2024, we began an advanced class for our new graduate program in cybersecurity.
And now you mentioned that other departments there at the university are also addressing this cybersecurity issue, but talk about your school in particular, the School of Information Science, and what is different about your program?
What we do in information science is we try to solve problems at the intersections of people and technology. And those could be social problems or policy problems. In this case, they're security problems. We position workers to address the human element of security through their understanding of user behavior, information architecture, and human-computer interaction. And it's really this human-centered approach to cybersecurity that's really increasingly valuable as organizations are recognizing that technical solutions alone can't really fully address security challenges.
How many students do you expect to graduate with this knowledge, with this degree, or this expertise in cybersecurity, and then, you know, enter the industry and stay here in our state?
You know, that's a really great question, especially the one about staying in our state, because I think we've seen that South Carolina has a little bit of a problem with people leaving the state. Part of that is we have lower pay than other areas, and so that's a problem that we really definitely need to work on. I think that it's helpful with these industry partnerships that we have. We have at least three undergraduate students who have gotten jobs with Checkpoint. So I think a key for us in South Carolina, especially at the university, is to have these partnerships that can kind of funnel into these positions, and then students are going to stick around. So I'll say in information science, we're a growing major. We have around 180 students. Not all of those students are going to go into cybersecurity, but in the Checkpoint course this semester, there's about 75 students in that class. Next semester, we have about the same number, 75 to 80 students. So we have a lot of students really interested in getting jobs in cybersecurity when they graduate. So if you think about all of the other programs, you know, across the university that are also providing cybersecurity education, we're probably graduating hundreds of students each, not necessarily each year, sorry, we're probably going to get there. We will eventually be in the hundreds once students are coming in and really understanding the need and seeing all of the opportunities that we're providing to them. Our graduate program just started last fall, and it has about 32 students in it. And so those are kind of, we're really training through that program what I might call middle managers, and then going up into you know, cybersecurity leadership. And so we'll be graduating, you know, cohorts of 15 or 20 over the next few years.
Well, Lyda, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Lyda Fontes-McCartan is director of the School of Information Science at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. And remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.